You're listening to Catch the Current, the coolest seafood podcast out there from the team at Undercurrent News, your trusted source for seafood prices, news, and data. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione. Before we jump into it, a quick thank you to our sponsor, Wise Fish. For more than 30 years, Wise Fish has helped seafood businesses simplify the way they work. From aquaculture and wild catch to processing and sales, Wise Fish brings everything together in one integrated platform. Find out more at wisefish.com/catchthecurrent.
Break out the Christmas lights and set up that tree. Halloween is over and we're ready to talk about the holidays. We're gathering the whole Price Reporting fam to set the table for one of seafood's shining moments at retail. The National Retail Federation released its annual customer survey, which found that this year's consumers plan to spend an average of $890.49 per person on holiday gifts, food, decorations, and other seasonal items. And that amount is the second highest in the survey's 23-year history. The record was set last year at an average of $901.99, so just a 1.3% decrease. Of course, that's not all going towards food. Out of the total, $627.93 will go to gifts for family and friends, and that remaining $262.56 will be used on seasonal items like food or candy, decorations, and greeting cards. Now, NRF Vice President of Industry and Consumer Insights, Catherine Cullen, said that the survey shows that Americans prioritize spending on loved ones for holidays despite economic uncertainty. But with that said, their survey also showed that consumers plan on seeking out sale events this year. So interestingly enough is that the survey touched on tariffs, revealing that tariffs remain top of mind for most holiday shoppers, with 85% anticipating higher prices because of the tariffs.
So now that the stage is set, let's welcome my fellow price reporter to the pod, Gary Morrison and Ben Fisher.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to reduce my spending on my favorite two podcast hosts.
Oh, no.
No. That was just a suggestion.
So I'm going to talk about crab meat here. I know we've been covering it for a little bit. Starting January 2026, the Marine Mammal Protection Act might restrict swimming crab meat and other seafood items into the United States based on the way the species is caught, if it doesn't meet the U.S. standards for protecting marine mammals from mortality or serious injury. They're focusing on species that are caught in nets, right? And the majority of our crab meat imports come from, you know, certain regions in Southeast Asia, think Vietnam, Indonesia, India, as well as China. So if this goes into effect, it is estimated that it's going to impact roughly 70 to 80% of crab meat imports. And now, why do I bring this up? Crab cakes are a significant holiday item. I mean, people really like to have crab cakes on their table during the holidays. And some industry people have called this a death punch. So if this goes through, this could be your last holiday season with crab cakes on your table. If not, it will be very expensive for the limited inventory that's being brought in from the countries that are not affected.
You know, Gary, one quick thing I wanted to know is that I don't think a lot of consumers realize where their crab meat came from or what makes up their crab cakes, because that mm-hmm. seemed to be a lot of the headlines coming from the general news, is that this is coming as a shock to people that they thought that they were consuming, I guess, you know, locally caught crab.
Yeah, so I think you're correct. I think when most people think about crab and crab cakes, they associate it with the shores of Maryland or some other parts of the U.S., right? But for that, you know, special meat that makes crab cakes and some of those other items that we so deliciously love, it comes from some of these other countries that we're so reliant on for a lot of seafood, right? I mean, the U.S. is so reliant on imports when it comes to seafood, as opposed to some of the other land-based proteins that we consume that are raised significantly or almost all in the United States. You know, that's really impacted pricing here in the U.S. wholesale market. I mean, not only are tariffs associated with some of those main source countries that we talked about, India, Indonesia, Vietnam, and China, but it's also a supply gap, right? Because these producers in these countries are not going to bring them in or put crab in the water if they can't bring them in into the future. So replacement has been a real challenge over the last couple of months. Prices have continued to move higher on almost a weekly basis. If you look at a chart, it's basically up and to the right. And the concern is that because it's not being talked about as much, even in the industry, we're not seeing, you know, as much talk, that the supply is going to be choked off almost completely. And any inventory that is here is going to continue to get more expensive. And then in future seasons, we're not going to see any of the product here for some of our favorite, you know, at least for me, crab cakes are one of my favorites. So
it's similar. You know, there's no alternative. About. Like, what's the alternative?
I mean, maybe you'll make some lobster cakes.
That'd be very, that's a very, very expensive alternative. No, we'll get exactly. to bed soon.
Exactly. So I think that's, you know, probably really, you know, really the only main alternative, right? Like, so,
it's just going to be, it's just going to be off the menu, off the plate.
Off the menu completely.
Now, before we hear from Ben about another holiday favorite of mine, here is a quick shout out from our sponsor, Wisefish. Running a seafood business means dealing with a lot of moving parts. Farms, catches, production, sales, logistics, each often has its own systems and spreadsheets. Wisefish brings it all together. Purpose-built for aquaculture and seafood companies, WiseFish connects biological and financial data so you can see costs, yields, and profitability clearly. The platform tracks feed, treatments, biomass, growth, mortality, labor, and equipment costs, then ties it all to harvest and sales planning. Instead of spending time reconciling reports and checking for errors, your team can focus on what matters, making smart, timely decisions that drive growth. Trusted by seafood businesses worldwide, WiseFish is how the industry moves from guesswork to visibility. Learn more at wisefish.com/catchthecurrent. All right, Ben, Gary teed you up nicely there. Lobster cakes, is that in our future?
Unless you really want to pay a lot of money for those cakes. We are getting into the festive time of the year, and if you are planning to indulge in some lobster over the holiday season, you are likely going to need to prepare to shell out, no pun intended. U.S. wholesale lobster prices, particularly those for hard shells, just cannot seem to catch a break. On the hard shell side of the market, for example, hard shell chicks, which are 1 to 1.25 pound, have been on a steady rise since bottoming out in week 22. And now they're up more than 50% from $6.70 a pound at the end of May. And the only size of hard shell lobster under an average of $10 a pound wholesale that you can really get your hands on anymore are culls, lobsters with just one claw. And if you're looking at larger sizes, wholesale pricing for hard shells of 2 pounds or larger, last week those hit an average of more than $12 per pound for the first time since back in week 17 at the end of April before Maine really kicked off its summer fishing. New shell lobsters or firms, on the other hand, are trading at a discount compared to hard shells, but prices for those are also up about a dollar since this season's low about 2.5 months ago. Now though, Maine is getting into its big autumn haul season and catch is picking up. As a result of that, there was a short price drop over the weekend, about 50 cents per pound, according to our sources, although that decrease hasn't really worked its way through into wholesale prices yet. 4 lobster fishing areas are set to open in Canada this month, which should provide some more supply. Catch has been quite low on both sides of the U.S.-Canada border this year, but at this point, in many cases, the issue isn't supply as much as it is a lack of buying at these very high prices. Input costs for fishermen continue to be very high, from labor to maintenance and materials to fuel prices, and that's helping to keep wholesale prices up. Some dealers are a little flummoxed as to why buyers aren't paying more attention to new shells, which are trading at a discount to hard shells. Dealers say that they're shipping very well this year, so if buyers are looking to save a few bucks on a big lobster purchase for the holidays, they may want to look around a bit for new shells, especially if they are close to the Northeast.
Now, let's shift to scallops. It's one of the true star proteins of the holiday season. And this year, the story is all about tight supply and high prices. So we just recorded the lowest weekly landings of the year out of New Bedford. Only about 13,000 pounds were landed in week 43. The consecutive weeks of lackluster landings has reinforced the firm floor in the wholesale markets. So inventory is thin, particularly for those premium dinner party sizes like U10s that are heavily featured on holiday menus. And second, buyers are already starting to lock in supply heading into Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they're accepting these higher prices because they know replacement costs are only moving in one direction, and that is up. So we're also seeing moisture added and dry product tightening, especially in mid-size counts, which are heavily used for appetizer menus and catering and retail value added offerings. So it's not just fine dining, demand is broad-based here. Key theme is seasonal urgency colliding with supply tightness. Landings are low and there's virtually no relief coming from imports. Japan and Canada remain constrained. China is cautious on forward offerings due to steep tariff rates. And Peruvian products, while that is a little bit more active than the other origins, it's already seeing steady pull from both North America and Europe. So if scallops are on your holiday menu, whether at retail or food service, expect the trend to remain firm to higher without any signs of a pullback before year end.
That is on my holiday menu, along with crab cakes, along with lobster meat.
How are we going to afford the seven Feast of the Seven Fishes this year?
I'm like, we're going to have to look at some alternatives this year.
It's because going to be Feast of the Tinned Fishes. And even, just do seven different tinned fishes from the
even
the
then,
store.
But we could do a whole other podcast on that and how expensive true. That is. I'm gonna get creative this year. Maybe I haven't done surimi on my holiday menu.
Fun.
Yeah, I feel like I've always pulled up some really cool recipes using surimi. And this is totally different from a Christmas holiday, but for Super Bowl Sunday, I've used surimi in a couple of different dishes. So I feel like I could pull like together an appetizer that we could say is part of the species of fishes using surimi.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I might have a box of crab cakes in my freezer that I can dig out for this year.
You know what I just dug out of my freezer? Frozen coconut shrimp. It was
yum.
I thought of Gabrielle Luna because I was thinking back to the shrimp event, and I was just like, there's always shrimp buried in your freezer. I'm like, and we had no idea what we were gonna do for
it's
dinner
true.
The other night. And I'm like, I have coconut shrimp buried in the freezer. We took that out. We had a bag of like the microwavable rice. The frozen shrimp saved the day. And it might save the day again at Christmas. Yeah. All right. As always, check out undercurrentnews.com for all your seafood pricing, data, and news. But before we go, a final word from our sponsor, Wise Fish. From egg to plate, Wise Fish supports seafood businesses in aquaculture, fisheries, processing, and sales with one integrated platform. Trusted by companies worldwide, including Tassel and Niels Spaer, Wise Fish helps control costs, improve margins, and make smarter financial decisions. Learn more at wisefish.com/catchthecurrent.